answer questions.
What do you guys got for me?
Is Stack still that we've seen sort of details from real, or can you outline sort of what's in the...
So I have not reviewed the spreadsheet yet in totality. My understanding is it does include full elimination of Social Security taxes, the number one priority for Senate Republicans. It includes an income tax reduction as well as property tax relief. So those were three of the top priorities for Republicans. Beyond that, I honestly don't know many more of the details. But I do have the spreadsheet in my inbox, so that's good. I just haven't reviewed it yet.
Can you just tell us your thoughts on doing the full repeal of Social Security versus doing not nearly as much on the individual income tax cut as you wanted initially? Was Social Security just that much more of a priority?
So we are hearing from people all across the state on how important it is to do the full repeal of Social Security. It's a really, really big deal to a lot of Minnesotans, a lot of senior citizens across the state. So that's why we took the approach to do that. And then what we want to do is we want to pair the income tax reduction with property tax relief, because we're also hearing from Minnesotans that their property taxes went up and they feel like they should get some relief there, even though those property tax rates are set locally. Local school districts, cities, and counties set the property taxes. But there are some areas where we can provide relief, especially on the homestead credit. So that's what we took a look at, to provide that property tax relief in addition to the income tax relief.
Do you think this tax bill could spur the stragglers on the other spending areas to get things wrapped up here?
I hope so. I think another priority area, at least for Republicans, is public safety. We saw another carjacking last night in Minneapolis, I believe, where the victim was actually shot by the carjacker. This isn't rhetoric, folks. This is real. This is reality. Violent crime is absolutely out of control in the state of Minnesota. We need to provide funding for more police officers. They're retiring at a faster rate and a younger age than ever before. Now is the time to invest in law enforcement. We need more good cops on the streets. We know that results in less crime. And it's also important to get tough on crime. So we've had discussions. We're still a little ways away on the public safety bill, but Republicans will continue to advocate strongly for continued support, more support for law enforcement, as well as being tough on crime, holding violent criminals accountable for their actions.
Is there enough time to do all of this?
It's crunch time right now. Time is short. So if this is going to get done, it has to get done as quickly as possible.
What bill's in the worst shape right now?
That's a great question. I'm trying to think through them. I wouldn't say that there are. I think all the bills are within reach. It's just the conference committee members need to focus on areas of agreement rather than areas of disagreement. If there's disagreement, it's not going to get done. So let's focus on the areas of agreement. Where can we find common ground? What issues are going to help the people of the state of Minnesota? That's what we're focused on. What can we do to help the people of Minnesota to do the good things for the people, and that's what we're focusing on.
In the tax bill, just to be clear, so there are no walls checks, no rebates going to taxpayers?
That's correct, to the best of my understanding.
Are you optimistic?
I'm still optimistic. We're still working to try to find that common ground to reach an agreement on all of the outstanding bills.
The Speaker said a day or so ago that they would hold a tax bill would be the last thing that moves off the floor. How do you feel about that, and are you concerned that you won't get a tax bill if crunch time, as you called it, runs out?
Of course, the tax bill has to originate in the House. We hope they don't hold the tax bill up. This tax bill provides relief to a lot of Minnesotans, hardworking Minnesotans, lower-income Minnesotans, senior citizens, property tax relief. So we hope that they don't hold the tax bill up. If it's ready to go, we would encourage the House to take a vote on it. My guess is it'll have strong bipartisan support in both chambers. If it's done and ready to go, we might as well get it done.
What's your level of involvement with some of the problem bills right now, like education and public safety?
Have not gotten involved in education yet. I'm involved in public safety.
Is that helping? What's been that?
We're making some progress, yes.
Have you heard anything about
about if you're close, will the governor give you more time in a special session, or is the deadline still effectively midnight on Sunday?
As far as I know, the deadline is still midnight on Sunday. I have not had any conversations with the governor indicating anything else.
Has the governor been engaged in all of these discussions, or what's coming from the administration?
I believe the administration has been in conversation with the conference committees as they've been working through these bills.
Would you prefer another week to get this stuff done? I mean, not have to scramble for one more day, or do you think?
No.
Okay, you don't.
We have a deadline. We got to get our we got to get these agreements in place.
All right.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.